Today's Amud is Yevama Samech HaMebeiz. We're holding on Samech HaMebeiz, 14 lines on the tap, by the words Tanya Rav Shem Ben Yochai Omer. So says the Gemara, continuing to discuss the halachas of who a Kayin, a Kayin Gadol, is allowed to marry. Says the Gemara, the Tanya Rav Shem Ben Yochai Omer, Gyoires Pchusa Mibasha Lishanim V'yoy Mechad, Ksheira L'Kahuna. A Gyoires who converts when she's less than 3 years old, so she's ksheira to marry a kayin, even a kayin gadol. She's mutter to marry kayin, even though a kayin is typically not allowed to marry a gyoires. Simply understood from our Gemara, it seems that the pshan in that is because the assumption is that she's a zayna. Once she's over 3 years old, we have a mesaira that a bia is only considered a bia once a girl is 3 years old. So once a girl is 3 years old and she converts, since she was a gaya at the time that she was 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever it was, so therefore we assume that she's a zayna, a mela, she's asur to a kayin. If she converts when she's less than 3 years old, so then says Rashbi, if she converts when she's less than 3 years old, there's no chance that she's a zayna because her bia wasn't a bia the entire time she was a gaya. Now she's already a Jew. And mamela, her, she's going to be mutter to marry a kayin. How you have someone converting when they're such a child, such a young child, that we're going to have sugyas Bez Hashem when we get to Mesachas Ksuvis, the sugyas of Gir Katan. But Al-Kabhanim says Rashbi, if you have a Giyores who converts when she's 2 years old, when she's less than 3, so then she's mutter to marry a kayin. And he brings the makar from a pasuk shenemar, it says by the psukim discussing the Melchemes Midian. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that v'chol ataf banashim asher lo yadu mishkav zachar hachayu lachem. It says that all the children from amongst the Midianim, even though the girls, the women children, that never had a bia, they were lo yadu mishkavei zachar, so hachayu lachem, you could have them live for you, which Rashbi seems to be darshaning, hachayu lachem means that you can marry them. So what's the raya? Says the Gemara, v'harei Pinchas imahim. Amongst the people Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to was Pinchas, who was a kayin, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, hachayu lachem, that you can marry them. So you can marry one of these women from Midian who converts. How is it possible? It must be because she converts when she's less than 3 years old, and that's how she'll be mutter. The Gemara is going to explain where you see anything about the age of 3. In this pasuk, it seems like even a 15-year-old, if she converts, should be mutter to a kayin. It doesn't say anything about an age. It sounds like he can marry any of the women, so we'll see soon in the Gemara where we know this distinction from about less than 3 versus 3 and over. But Al-Kabhanim, that's Rashmi's Makar. He says that you see that the Giyayra is Pchusim, Yibash HaLashan V'yamechad, is mutter to marry a Kayin. So what did the Rabbanan do with that? I mean, Rashbi says that the Giyayres Pchusim Yibashan L'shanam V'yayimachad is mutter to a kayin. The Rabbanan argue on Rashbi. So what did the Rabbanan do with this pasuk? This pasuk makes it seem like they're all the Midiani women who never had a bia weren't a zayna, so they were mutter to marry a kayin. So what does Rashbi do? What does the Chachamim do with this pasuk? Says the Gemara, V'rabbanan avadamu l'shvachais. When the pasuk says, Hachayu lachem, it doesn't mean for you to marry them. It says you could allow them to live for you to take them as servants, as maidservants, not to take them as a wife, but rather l'shvachais, to take them as a maidservant. Now going back to Rashbi, so Rashbi's learned from this pasuk that a kayin is allowed to marry a gyoires pchusim yibash alashon v'yamechad. Ask the Gemara if his makar is from this pasuk of Midian, so ihachi bash alashon v'yamechad nami. Why does it dafka if she's less than 3 years in a day, even if she's 3 years in a day? Even if she's older than 3, the halacha should be that she's mutter to a kayin, because this pasuk doesn't say anything about an age. So says the Gemara, we want to know where we know the distinction of less than 3 versus 3 from. That's Kidrav Huna. That's learned out from a different drasha, from something that Rav Huna taught us. The Rav Huna Rami. Rav Huna, within these psukim of Midian, he asks that there seems to be a stira. On the one hand, Ksiv kol isha yoida'as ish l'mishkav zachar harugu. It says that you should kill any woman who is together with a man. The Midiani women were machshel klal Yisrael. So any woman who was together with a man, she was already at a cheskas, a psul on her, and they were commanded to kill her. So it says, kol isha yoida'as ish l'mishkav zachar harugu. Any woman that was a ba'ula, so we were commanded to kill her. Ha'ena yoida'as kayemu. It sounds like if you would have a woman that was not Yedas Ish, so then you'd be allowed to keep her alive. And also, Mechlal Da Taf, Bein Yadu, Bein Lo Yadu, Kayema. It sounds like when it comes to children, the Chiyav is only to kill the women. But when it comes to children, so it doesn't matter whether or not they were together with another man or not, you were allowed to Hachayu Lachem to keep them alive. But then, Uksiv, the Pasuk says, V'chol HaTaf Bein Ashim, Asher Lo Yadu, Mishkav Zachar, Hachayu Lachem. It says, the children that weren't together with another man, so those ones you're allowed to keep alive. Hayadu harugu. It sounds like if they were together with another man, then you'd have to kill him. So how do we reconcile the psukim? Have yomer beruya liboya lakasim adaber. The pasuk's discussing whether or not the person is ruya liboya, if she's 3 years in a day or not. If she's ruya liboya, her bia is considered a bia. So that's called that she was with another man, not because she was physically necessarily together with another man. As soon as she was of age, as soon as she was 3 years in a day or older, so then there was a chiyuv to kill her. The v'chol atap enashim eshal lo yadu mishkav zachar. Hachayu lachem is talking about an age that when she's less than 3 years in a day, so then you're allowed to keep her alive. That's how you reconcile the psukim. So that's going to be the makar. That's where you see it from. That we only when Moshe Rabbeinu said to allow the women to stay alive and then hachayu lachem, he was really only referring to the children that were less than 3 years in a day. And about those children, Rashbi is learning that Moshe Rabbeinu said hachayu lachem that they could be for you as a wife, even to Pinchas, even to a kohen. So thus you see that a Giyres Prusami Bashal Shanav Yemechad is mutter to marry a Kayim. Says the Gemara, the Tani Nami Hachi. We have a Braisa that says like Rashbi as well. The Braisa says, V'chol Isha Yedas Ish Beruya Liboya Lakas Medaber. Now when the Torah says that you should kill any woman who's Yedas Ish, it doesn't mean that she's necessarily Yedas Ish, it means that she's Ruya Liboya. As soon as she's Ruya Liboya, so then you have a Chiyav to kill her. Ata Oime Beruya Liboya, you know, Elo Nivola Mamish, maybe it means that she actually had a Bia. How do you know it's talking about just that she's Ruya Liboya? Says the Gemara, Kishu Aimer, V'chol Ataf Benashim, Asher Lo Yadu Mishkav Zachar, it says that all the children from amongst the women that did not know Mishkav Zachar, so have you Aimer, but really boil, Akasim Edaber. It's from that Pasuk that you see that the earlier Pasuk was talking about really boil. The Braisa doesn't elaborate, explain how, what's the Drasha, but that we had the Rav Huna who explained it. Rav Huna who explained it because otherwise there's a steer between the Psukim. The way we'll reconcile the Psukim is by saying that it's Tully in an age, really boil versus not really Bio, and thus this Bryce is really saying the same thing as Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, that mino yadi, how did they know what the girl's age was? I mean, they were told that any girl who's 3 years in a day who's really bile, so then you have to kill her. And if she's not really bile, if she's less than 3 years in a day, so then you keep her alive. When they were fighting, when they were doing all this, mino yadi, how did they know what the age of the girl was? They asked her for a passport picture. What did they do? How did they find out how did they know how old she was? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, that what they did was, is have you room of Neatzitz. They had the girls pass in front of the tzitz, the special head plate that was worn by the Kohen Gadol. So they had the girl walk in front of the tzitz, and kol shepaneha meirikais biyidua shehi ruya libayel. Any woman whose face turned a green-like complexion, so that was a simen that she was of age for bia, that she was really bile. And kol shein paneha meirikais biyidua sheina ruya libayel. And if her skin did not turn this green-like complexion, so then that was the simen that she was less than 3 years in a day. Amr Rav Nachman, on a similar note, Rav Nachman says over that simen la avera hoidraka. And if you want to know if a person's involved in znos and avera, so a simen for that is jaundice, is a draikun, because that their complexion will turn a yellowish, a greenish, and that's a simen for avera, like you see by this story with Midian. Says the Gemara that kiyotze bedavar ato eimer, we find a similar process that took place at a different time in Klal Yisrael's history, later, after the Mechames Midian. But a similar type of idea that happened was by the story of Pelegesh Begiva. In short, Pelegesh Begiva was the people of Binyamin. They did some terrible things with a certain Pelegesh. And Klal Yisrael went to war against Binyamin. Klal Yisrael went to war against Binyamin, and there were some people from Yavesh Gilad who didn't join the rest of Klal Yisrael in fighting Binyamin. So they said that Yavesh Gilad was going to all get wiped out. However, there were some women there who had never been together with another man. They were besulais, and they kept these women alive to marry the people of Binyamin who survived the war in order so that Binyamin should have a hemshach. So the pasuk says over there that v'yimtzu miyoshve yavish gilad arba meis naira besula, that they found amongst the women of yavish begilad, they found 400 besulais asher lo yadu ish lemishkav zachar, that were never together with another man. They found 400 besulais, and those are the ones that married the men from Binyamin. So says the Gemara that mina yadi, how did they know that these women were besulais? They found these women who survived, and how did they know that they were besulais? So says the Gemara, Amrav Kahana hayshivam api chavis. What they did was, the way they figured out whether a woman was a besula or not was they put her on top of a barrel, chavis shel yayin, on top of a barrel of wine. Beula, if she'd be a beula, meaning she did not have besulim, so then there was nothing blocking the smell from the wine from going straight up her body. And mamela reicha naidef, the smell, the scent from the wine would go out through her body, from the barrel, through her body, and out her mouth, out any of the different nekavim. Whereas besula, whose body from where she was sitting on top of the barrel is plugged up, so then ein reicha naidef, the smell of the wine did not go through. And that's how they knew that a woman was a besula. Ask the Gemara, why are they doing this whole test with the wine? V'navrenu levnei tzitz. There seems to be a much less aggressive approach, I guess you could say, intrusive. Just have her walk in front of the tzitz, having her sit down on top of a barrel smelling wine. It sounds funny. Why not just have her go in front of the tzitz? We saw already from the story of Mechemes Midian that there was this eitz of walking in front of the tzitz, and that's how you can know if a woman was really bile, if she was a besula. It's funny, over there it was really just about whether, how old she was, if she was really bile. The Gemara seems to be assuming that going in front of the tzitz could also help us tell us whether or not a woman was a besula or a beula. So why not have them go in front of the tzitz? So says the Gemara, Amr of Kahana, Braid Rav Nasan, L'ratzayin lahem ksev. The Torah describes the tzitz as being L'ratzayin lahem. It's supposed to be something that's good for them. It says, V'haya al mitzchay tamid L'ratzayin lahem l'fnei Hashem. So therefore, L'ratzayin v'loy l'puranais. It has to be used only for good things and not for puranais, not for bad things, so it couldn't be used for this test. Yahachi asked the Gemara, if it can't be used for Paranais, so then v'midyan nami, so how was it used in Midian for Paranais? It was used to kill the women of Midian. How could it be used in Midian? Says the Gemara, Amar of Ashi, lahem ksev. It says it has to be l'ratzayin lahem, for klal Yisrael l'ratzayin. Lahem l'ratzayin v'loy l'paranois. For klal Yisrael, the tzitz has to be used for ratzayin and not for paranois. But la'iv dekechavim afil l'paranois. But for gayim, it could even be used for paranois, and that's why it wasn't a problem that they used the tzitz for this when it came to Melchames Midian, but it couldn't be used for the story of Yavish Gilad. So says the Gemara now that Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So ultimately said Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that the Giyores Pchusa Mibash Halashan Veim Echad is mutter to marry a kain. A kain is allowed to marry a Giyores if she converted when she was less than 3 years and a day. Amar le Rabbi Zeira le Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi. So Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, you just quoted Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi as saying that the halacha follows Rashbi. Says Rabbi Zeira to Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, beferish mi'olach, did you hear this lahedya? You heard this straight out? You heard it in shir from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that he said in shir, everybody, Rabbi Yisai, the halacha follows Rashbi? Is that what happened? I miklala shmi'olach. Or was there something that you inferred this from? Because sounds like Rabbi Zeira saying, I think I may know somewhere where you may have inferred that this is Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi's shita, that that's the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi shita, that that's the halacha, and I don't necessarily agree. So that's what he was asking him. Did you actually hear this straight out? You heard it in Shir, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said halacha karashmi, or is this something that you just inferred? So says the Gemara, before we get to what Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi responded, my klala, what is the place that Rabbi Zeira had in mind that he's thinking that maybe that Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi only inferred it from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Where would he have inferred it from? Says the Gemara, the Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi once said over that Ir Achas Haisa be'Eretz Yisrael, there was a city in Eretz Yisrael, Shekara Aleha Ir, that there were people that were spreading some rumors about it, that maybe there was a family there that was not, didn't have proper Ichas. Ushaga Rabbi, yes, Rabbi Rumanus. So Rabbi sent Rabbi Rumanus to check out the situation. Ubaka, and Rabbi Rumanus checked it out. Umatzaba Baski Yairas Pusa Mibashal Shun and Vyem Echad, and he found that the story was, but the reason why there was so many, that there was a controversy, the controversy was about a Geiress who converted when she was less than 3 years and a day, and she was marrying a Kayin. That's what the whole controversy was about. And when Rebbe found out that that's what the controversy was about, Vechshira Rebbe LeKahuna, Rebbe said that she's allowed to marry a Kayin. She married the Kayin. Rebbe said that she could stay married to this Kayin because it's okay. It's okay. We go like Rashbi. So that would be the story. That would be where it would be possible that maybe Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi didn't actually hear it straight out from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that the halacha is like Rashbi. But being that we have a recording that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said over this Maisa, so it definitely gives off that impression that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was agreeing with the Maisa. He was agreeing with the story that Rabbi Paskin like Rashbi. So Amar Lei, so the Maisa, Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi said back to Rabbi Zera that you should know it's not from the story, rather it's Beferish Mili. I actually heard it straight out in Shir that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said in Shir one day, he said that the halacha is like Rashbi. Now says the Gemara, It sounds like Rabbi Zera would have had a problem if Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi just inferred it from the story. So it says the Gemara, v'imichlol amai. What would be the problem if he inferred it from the story? It sounds like a good diak. It sounds like a good, it seems like a simple 1 + 1 = 2. If Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is saying over the story that Rabbi Paskin like Rashbi, so seemingly then Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was also Paskin like Rashbi. So what would be the problem if Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi inferred the halacha from the story? Says the Gemara, because it's not necessarily a raya, Dilma Shani Hasam, Hayo V'insiv Insiv. Maybe over there in the story it was different, because maybe really it could be that we don't paskin like Rashbi. We would never allow initially a Kayin to marry a Geiress who converted, even though she converted when she was less than 3 years and a day. In this story with the city in Yushal and Eretz Yisrael, it was different, because in that story the woman and the man, the Kayin, they already had gotten married. So to make them get divorced, we're not going to make them get divorced. But to allow them to initially l'chadchila get married, it could be we wouldn't allow that. Now where do we ever find such a thing? If it's usher to marry someone, then of course, then if they do, they have to get divorced. And if he said they don't have to get divorced, so then they could get married l'chadchila. Where do you ever find such a thing that once they're married, we won't make them get divorced? The Rav Rabbi Yochanan Amitarvayu, that by geres mukas eitz lo yisa, that even though a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry a geres or a mukas eitz, l'maisa v'imnasa nasoi, l'maisa once he does marry them, so then we say that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to stay. So you see a precedent to this idea that even though we wouldn't initially allow such a marriage, once it happened, we allow them to stay together. So if so, the fact that Rebbe allowed the Kohen to stay together with this Geiress is not a raya that we allow them to get married. It's not a raya that we pass them like Rashmi. It could be that once they got married, so we allow them to stay together. To which the Gemara says, no, you can't, and there's no raya from the case of Begaris and Mukaseitz. Hachi Ashta? How could you compare the two? Bishlama Hasam, there was a reason to be Mako Bidiyaved. Because Saifa Leo is Bagaris Tachtav. Because in the end, it's something that's inevitable. She's going to become a Bagaris when she's married to him. Saifa Leo is Bu'ula Tachtav. She's going to become a Mukaseid. She's going to become a Bu'ula while she's married to him. But Hacha over here, Saifa Leo is Zaina Tachtav. We should allow a Kayin to stay married to a Gyaris because she's anyway Saifa Leo is Zaina? That's not true. She's not Saifa Leo is Zaina. If you say that a Kayin is not allowed to marry Geiress, every Geiress has the din of a Zaina, so then how could you allow it b'di'eved? There would be no makam l'chalik between l'chadchil and b'di'eved. Elamai, the fact that Rebbe allowed them to stay married is a raya that he was paskening like Rashbi, not just b'di'eved. There's no makam l'chalik between the two. There's no makam l'chalik when it comes to the halach of a Geiress between l'chadchil and b'di'eved. So Elamai, the fact that Rebbe allowed them to stay married is a raya that he paskened like Rashbi 100%. 100% the halach was like Rashbi, even l'chadchil, we allow a Kayin to marry a Geiress who converted when when she was p'chusa mibasha l'shana v'yayim echad. And if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was saying over the story, so then that's a raya that he was paskening like it, even if Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi wouldn't have heard it straight out in shir from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, even if we would have inferred it from the story, it would be a good raya. That's the maskana of the Gemara. The Lamaisa, there is a good raya. It happens to be Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi heard it straight from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's own mouth, that the halacha is like Rashbi. But even if he didn't, even if he learned it from the story, so the Gemara is saying that it would be a good raya. Says the Gemara, Rav Safra Masni La Michlolo, that actually Rav Safra, he taught that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Alacha Karashvi, and he got it by inferring it from this story. He didn't hear it directly from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's mouth, but he inferred it from the story, Ukashale, and they asked him, Akasha, that maybe you could be Lechad B'chalik between Lechadchil and B'di'evet, Umeshanile, Hachi, and he gave him this tarak, said, no, there's no Malkum Lechalik, it's not like the case of Bagaras and Mukas Eitz, over here there's no Malkum Lechalik, and therefore it must be that Rebbe, and by default Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, was actually paskening like Rashbi. Says the Gemara now a story that Ahu Kahana, the aunt of Giyores, Chusim Ibashan Lashan of Yamecha. That there was once a Kayin who married a Giyores who converted when she was less than 3 years in a day. I'm assuming she wasn't still less than 3 years in a day, but that's when she converted. She converted when she was less than 3 years in a day. Now it could be she was 20 years old. But she converted when she was less than 3 years in a day. And Amar Leh, and when it was discovered that this Kayin married this Giyores, so Amar Leh Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my high. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak asked him, I don't understand. I saw you duchening yesterday. You're obviously a Kayin. What are you doing with a Giyores? How could you marry a Giyores? So Amar Leh, so the Kayin said back to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Amar of Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha Kerv Shem ben Yochai. What do you mean? I'm going like Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, who said over in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that the Halacha is like Rashbi. The Halacha is that a Kayin is mutter to marry a Giyores who converted when she was less than 3 years in a day. So Amar Leh, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said back, Nadzil Apik, go divorce her. V'ilayin, if you don't divorce her, so then Mafik no Halacha Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Meuna. So I'm going to take Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi out of your ears. Interesting line. Rashi says what it means is Kalaimar Mishamtina Lach Vitapik Al Karchav, that I'm gonna put you in Edoy, and then you're gonna be forced to divorce her. Exactly how that fits into the words, but that's what he told them, meaning that the halacha does not follow Rashbi.